friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy.
How many believes the Christian youth, how many can believe and be so radical with me and far out that Christian music can drive off demons? How many believe that? Are you radical and far out that that can happen? What happened when Saul was troubled by demons? They said, get somebody skillful on the harp, and they got David, that was anointed the psalmist of Israel. And it said when the unclean spirit came on Saul, David picked up the harp and played, and he cast out the devil with the spirit of God's music. You need to get anointed music. You see, the music is anointed either by the devil and demons or by the Holy Spirit. How many say amen? And you need to get Holy Spirit anointed music. They find out when you play a lot of the music backwards of these rock groups, it's praising Satan and saying all kind of ungodly and evil things. How many say amen? And that's being what? Written on your spirit. And what's so bad for Christians to want to have Christian music? And what's so bad about having Christian pictures in the home? And what's so bad about not wanting to have pornography and evil literature in your home? How many say amen? And what's so bad about not criticizing and fault finding and talking about your leaders? No wonder you can't get some people to the church and some of your children. You don't run the leaders down so much, they're not having guided confidence, they're not going to come. I wasn't planning to say that, and it jumped out. The last thing, the seventh thing is, don't speak curses, speak blessings in your home. Oh, give the Lord a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Just bow your head a minute. I feel God. I feel him in a special way. Oh, hallelujah. For behold, I would say to thee, my children, I have set before thee the way of death, and I have set before thee the way of life this morning. And I say unto thee, choose ye life, that ye may live. For why should ye die, saith the Lord? Yea, when I have placed the evil, when I have placed the sign in your house, it is because the accursed thing is there. I say that thou wilt seek me in prayer. Behold, I will reveal the source and where the evil is. And if thou wilt take it out, and if thou wilt cleanse thy houses, and if thou wilt cleanse thy minds, if thou wilt cleanse thy spirits, and if thou wilt cleanse thy bodies, behold, I say, my peace will abide, saith the Lord, and my protection will be around thee. And behold, I say that I will beat back the powers of darkness, and I will keep thy children from the evil one. I will bless thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt never, never run before thine enemy, but thou shalt be valiant and strong, and thou shalt build up the waste places. Yea, and thou shalt bring a revival, saith the Lord. For I say, these are dark and evil days, and as it were, the days are few. Therefore, the enemy has come out like a roaring lion, and he has released all of these wicked things and all of these evil spirits because he knows his time is short and his destiny is certain, saith God. I have said in my word that there would be a great move of evil spirits. Yea, a great move in the last day. But I say, come from amongst them, saith God. Come out of them. Like I said in Babylon, yea, in Revelations, come out of the accursed city and touch not the accursed thing. Come out. from amongst them, saith God, and bring not the evil in thy house, that my blessings will leave and the curse shall be upon it. But I say, cleanse ye and make yourself clean, and walk ye in the Spirit, saith God, and my blessings will overshadow thee and distill upon thee. Yea, and I will remember thy loved ones, saith God, while I am yet stretching forth my hand to save and to heal and to deliver. I will remember them in the times of visitation, saith God. Yea, I say, hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. For let him that have an ear hear, and be ye wise and not a fool, saith God, and obey, and choose ye life and righteousness, that ye may live. For why, saith God, should ye die and place yourself under these curses and bondages, saith the Lord? Oh, hear, saith God, for I love thee with an infinite love, and I desire to bless thee with an almighty and a mighty blessing, saith God. And I desire to bless and gather thy children, and gather thy loved ones, and save thy households, saith the Lord. Now remember, I have said in the word that the curse, it causeless, shall not come, saith God. And if my prosperity and my blessings are not upon thee, then examine thyself, saith the Lord. And I will send the searchlight of my word, and I will speak by my Spirit, and I will show thee wherein the accursed thing is in. And if thou will remove it and return unto me this wise, then I shall bless thee with the mighty blessings, saith thy God, that loves thee with an infinite love, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I want all of the heads of the house here, mothers and fathers, the head of the house. If you're a single parent, I want you to come up. We're going to ask God's blessing on your home, and we're going to give you a vial of oil. You don't need very much. Just put a drop over every doorpost. I only want the families, and I want the mother and father to be together, because I'm only giving one bottle at each house. How many say amen? I'm not giving for the children. We've already prayed. We've been praying over it. I know it's anointed. It's been saturated. How many has felt the very special, powerful anointing in this service? I want you to give one to each head of the family. Every head of the family here, is the husbands here? Every husband, raise your hand. If you're a single family, your husband is not here, your wife's not here, you raise your hand. How many say amen? I'm going to give you this vial and the instructions and give it to everyone that's raising their hand. This will tell you what to do. You probably can't remember everything. This will tell you what to do with the oil. How many say amen? Praise the Lord. Anoint the front door and every room, even the bathroom. Because a lot of people shot up in the bathroom. Basement. Even if you got an attic. How many say amen? Anoint the attic. How many hear me? Bless that home. Use, like Sharon said, your authority in the power of the name of Jesus. In fact, I'll see if I can give you a model prayer. I always like to let the Holy Ghost speak to you spontaneous. But you could go and say, Lord, in your name I anoint the entrance to my house, the entrance to my room, the attic. In your name, you said, whatever is bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind every demonic and evil force that would try to penetrate this house. Let your blood be upon this dwelling. Let your blood and your blessings be upon each one of these rooms. Drive out all evil and wickedness. If there's been any curses, We break these curses in the name of Jesus. From this moment on, let the presence, the power, and the peace of the Holy Ghost be in my house. Put your hands on my family. Put your hands on my loved ones. Put your hands on my children. I bless them. Bless every room. I bless them. How many say amen? Bless every one of your children. Name every one of them. Name everyone in your family. Name everyone's under that roof. I bless them. I bless them. I speak blessings. I speak peace. I speak shalom. That means their whole entire welfare. I speak these blessings on them in the name of Jesus, and I break the curse in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak shalom and blessings on this household and all of those that dwell in. If there's any demonic power activity, if there's any curses upon this home, I break it now in the name of Jesus, and I release the blessings and the power of the Holy Ghost upon it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home? Through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or go online at rghardy.org. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.